Next guest is President of the Australian Secondary Principals Association, Andy Misson. Good morning.
G'day, Tom. It's Andy Myson.
Sorry, Myson. I apologise.
Yeah.
Do you agree that schools shouldn't have to, or state schools, I mean, shouldn't have to ask parents for money?
Yes.
So why do they?
Well, I think you put it very clearly there. The fact is that public schools, not only in Victoria but across the country, are massively under-resourced. In Victoria particularly, the state government contributes at the highest level about 70% of what's called the school resource standard, which is the nationally agreed minimum funding level that's necessary for schools to be able to meet students' needs.
Only 70%?
Yes, so the federal government contributes 20%. So at the top level, Victorian public schools are funded at about 90% of that schooling.
And so the request for parental contributions is like the remaining 10%.
I don't think it would be anywhere near the remaining 10%.
But it's something, and it just means the schools are underfunded.
Yes, it does. That is fundamentally the problem.
See, the issue I have here is that state governments, to me, have a few key jobs to do. One is provision of health, a good health service.
Yep.
And, you know, it's the same with all the hospitals, public hospitals, having to run fundraisers every year, and really they should be funded properly. They have to fund courts and law and order, and they have to fund education. And I think it's only when they do those things adequately or well that they could spend money on other things. But it's clear that education is not properly funded in this state.
Yes, I would agree with that, Tom. And look, it's not unique to Victoria. The only state where public schools are funded to that full amount is in the ACT.
Right. Now when schools ask parents for money, is it for specific things, or does it really just go into the same pot that their other money comes from?
Well, it could be a bit of both. I mean, usually it's to supplement things like resources, consumable resources for, say, arts or technology subjects, food technology, the ingredients for cooking, or perhaps the paintbrushes and paint for the art supplies in a visual arts class, or maybe a new set of jerseys for the AFL team, or, you know, it's usually things like that. But it can be a range of other things as well.
So why don't people make more of a song and dance about it?
Well, you mean schools?
Well, anybody really, because to me it just seems fundamentally wrong. I just think a state school should be fully funded by the state. I don't know, maybe I'm old fashioned.
No, you're not, Tom. I would agree wholeheartedly. I think in the case of schools, mate, we're just getting on with it and doing our best to look after our kids, and our public schools do a fantastic job. I mean, we're really disadvantaged in many respects. We're not fully funded to the level that the nation has agreed more than a decade ago is the minimum standard. Yet, and I don't want to make this about public and private schools, but currently there's a significant amount of government funding, both state and federal, that subsidises private and Catholic schools. But there's currently no controls over the extent to which those schools can charge fees. So we're not only underfunded from state and territory governments and federal governments, but we're also not allowed to ask for money from other sources. So, and 80% of our kids are, well, 80% of the country's most disadvantaged kids go to public schools.
Yeah. And finally, can parents be forced to pay these requests, or are they just that, requests?
No, they're entirely voluntary, as it should be. And you know, parents, you know, should be able to contribute and top up funds for a school to support their kids' education. But it actually suggests that I think it's evidence that our public schooling system is underfunded.
All right, thank you for your time. Andy Myson there, Australian Secondary Principals Association President.